This man was innocent beyond doubt. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the rubrics for this Mass call for a very short homily. We had a wonderful reading from the Gospel of St. Luke dealing with our Lord's last hours, His suffering, His death on the cross, His burial. This begins Holy Week. We should enter into Holy Week then with a spirit of penance, with a spirit of hope. As I mentioned, the palm branches that we have remind us that Jesus did not stay on the cross, did not stay in the tomb. He was resurrected. But He did all of that for sinners, all of that for us. So this Holy Week, we want to prepare well and invite you to all the various services that we have on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. We have the Mass of the Lord's Supper. This begins the Easter Triduum. The Mass of the Lord's Supper reminds us of three main items of doctrines. First, the common baptism that we all have, or common priesthood that we have in our common baptism. It reminds us of Jesus' ministerial priesthood when He washes the feet of the apostles. And then it reminds us of the Lord's words over the bread and wine. This is My body, this is My blood. Take and eat, take and drink. Do this in memory of Me. This is the greatest miracle we have in this world. Jesus comes to us under the sacred signs of bread and wine that are in reality His body, His blood, His soul, and His divinity. So at the end of the Holy Thursday Mass, we go through the church in procession. People are invited to follow after Me in the servers as I hold Jesus aloft in the monstrance. We'll make our way to the chapel, and there we have time for private prayer, silence, and readings from the Gospel of St. John, chapters 13 through 17. Holy Thursday then leads into the silence of Good Friday. Plan now to make Friday, if you can, a day of rest, a day of prayer. It's a day of fasting and abstinence. Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. we have the Passion of our Lord read again to remind us of His suffering so long ago on the cross, suffering for us sinners. Before the penance service, before the Good Friday service, I will be hearing confessions from 2 to 2:45. If you have not done so, you need to make a good sacramental confession if you have mortal sin. I place the cards, those white cards, in the pews. On one side, it has your rights as a Catholic Christian to have the Mass presented faithfully, your right to receive Jesus kneeling. But on the other side, you have the Church's guidelines for those receiving Holy Communion. There it lays out for us, for those who are non-Catholic, or Catholics who cannot receive, for whatever reason, should not be receiving Holy Communion. This has been the Church's long-standing tradition. Good Friday then ends very quietly, with no singing, leading us into the silence of Holy Saturday. Again, Holy Saturday should also be a day of rest, a day of quiet. Turn off the TV, the radio. Reflect on what the Lord has done for us sinners. And then Saturday evening at 8 p.m., we will have the greatest celebration we have, the Easter Vigil. Please remind family and friends there is no 4:30 Mass on that day. It begins at 8 p.m. with the Easter fire being blessed outside the church. And then we bring the lighted candles into the darkened church, reminding us that Christ came into the world to bring us the light of truth. Easter Vigil, we will be receiving two people into the church through baptism, confirmation, and Holy Communion for them. So we want to support them in our prayers, in our own witness. Easter Vigil then gives way to the great singing of the Gloria. We haven't sung the Gloria since Lent began. The Alleluia will be brought back, praising God for our salvation. And then we hear in the Gospel Jesus' resurrection, His triumph over sin, Satan, and death. This is, again, the greatest celebration we have as Catholic Christians in this world. So I invite you then to plan well for this coming week. Pray that you enter into the spirit of Holy Week. Pray for yourself and for your family, that all of us may share in the mercy and joy that comes with Jesus Christ.